Oh, yes.
Somebody just came to your house. You think, who was that?
No, cut it off a minute and I see.
Okay. Might have been what?
The postman.
Postman.
Because I had a mail out to go.
Yeah.
I have a little off, 2 hours. I just got Mother's Day present my daughter gave me, and I was mailing his papers.
I saw that. The Humane Society or something?
The Kenner. We call it Kenner Society, I think.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you about that. What kind of people work for the city, work in the neighborhood there? Work in the neighborhood? Well, you got the postman.
Jewish and water boys? Or the postman's a mail carrier.
Okay. Who picks up your, you know, all your...
The mail?
Yeah, or...
Well, the mailman picks up your mail and delivers your mail. But if you got a package, if it's a small package, you can give it to the postman. But if you don't have a small package, you have to go to the post office and mail it. And they have trucks to deliver mail. Like, for instance, someone sends you a package, well, they have a mail truck to deliver it. You also call him a postman.
Okay. Now, the fellow who comes and picks up all the trash and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
You call him the
garbage man?
Yeah. How they come?
Twice a week, on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yeah.
And
is that enough for you?
Oh, yeah, because I put enough out. I have 2 cans, and I buy those green lawn bags, you know,
yeah.
And we put trash in it. Because we have to, you see, we pick up behind our dogs. We don't have time to walk them all the time. They go in the yard. And we pick it up with a shovel.
Yeah.
And put it in the bag, those big green bags, and put it out.
Okay. What do you put it in the house, you know, like?
We have a plastic garbage pail with a top on it.
Yeah.
And we put it in there, and that every night we line it with a bag, with one of those big green bags,
yeah.
Laundry bag. Lawn bags. And then, well, every night we'll take it out and put it into the big garbage can.
Have you seen those big things that they have maybe back of stores, and they you know, the truck comes and picks them up? They're made out of metal and they're real big kind of containers. I mean.
Yeah, those are. Trash cans, I guess you call them. Yeah.
Big old things, you know?
Yeah. I see them all
about
the time.
6 feet high?
You don't mean incinerator, do you? Where they burn the trash, the garbage?
Okay.
Incinerator.
Have you seen those things that some people have that they push their trash up with, you know? You know, they...
A rake? No. A star?
Well, these things have in the kitchen, and they put trash in there, and the machine just, you know, it crushes it, all the trash.
You mean in the sink?
Well, yeah, have you got them in the sink? In your sink?
I know my daughter has a sink that has a disposer in it. It's a double zinc, and on one side has a disposer that you scrape the food into it. You let the water run, you scrape the food into it, not large bones or small bones you can put in there, and it grinds up all of that. And then you put the dishes, rinse the dishes. You just rinse off the dishes and let the food fall into the sink, and the water's running, runs it down, and it's grinding up the food, and it goes into the sewage. And then you put the dishes into the dishwasher.
Okay, but have you ever seen those kind of machines that people put all their trash in there, all their cans and things like that, and it just makes it all, crushes it all down? You know what that's called?
And the only one I see do that is a garbage man.
Okay.
It's a garbage truck.
On the truck, yeah.
Yeah, and they picks up the trash, and they have a motor on there that it turns a feeder. I guess you call it a feeder.
Yeah.
It turns, and it crushes up the garbage as it go in.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, okay, now, other people that work in your, like, what do you call the fellow?